But first, we are joined by Naked Astronomy's regular cosmology expert, Andrew Pontson, from the University of Oxford. Andrew, thank you ever so much for joining us. Now, I know that the Planck results are very close to your heart, and we'll be asking for your thoughts on them later on. But first, if you could help us out with a question we've had from Chris Martin. So he's emailed astronomy@thenakedscientists.com to ask if there's any object in the universe which is truly stationary rather than moving around. What do you think?
Well, the answer sort of comes in two stages, I suppose. The simple answer is no. There isn't really any standard by which you could measure truly stationary. So, for instance, when we refer to things, say, moving at a certain speed, we're always really referring to them moving relative to something else at a certain speed. A good example would be, you know, when you talk about the Earth moving around the Sun, that's not the absolute motion of the Earth in any sense. It's how fast it is moving, literally relative to the Sun. And that's quite deep within physics, in fact, that there's no such thing as an actual speed. There's only a speed relative to something else. But if you look a little bit deeper, there is one sense in which you can sort of define what the actual speed of something in the universe is. And actually, that's using the cosmic microwave background. It turns out that you can tell how fast you're moving relative to the overall patterns in the cosmic microwave background using something called the dipole of the cosmic microwave background. So if you start moving in one direction, then the light that you see from the direction you're moving towards gets slightly blue shifted, and the light, if you look behind you, gets slightly red shifted. And so you can see that in particular when you look at the cosmic microwave background. So there is that sense in which you can do it. But for most purposes, we do like to think about speeds as being relative to something else.
So when we are actually talking about the speed at which something's moving, are there any preferred objects that we do use as that relative source? Do we favour particularly big galaxies? Are there particularly bright stars or anything like that that we tend to use as our mark point?
Well, for our own purposes, we very often, of course, use our own sun. So if we relate things speed to our own Earth, that can get quite confusing because, of course, the Earth is moving differently at different times of the year. So we often try and subtract out the motion of the Earth and relate things to our own sun. That's one standard. Another standard we quite often use is the centre of our own galaxy. That's sort of even better in a sense than the sun because the sun is moving round the galaxy in the same way the Earth is moving round the sun. So that can also add a layer of confusion. So depending on the application, really, we use different things.
Thanks, Andrew. And we'll be coming back to you with another question later.